You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Story is told about a man who was running for Congress. And one day he came to visit his pastor shortly before the election. And he asked his pastor, "Father, if I do get elected to Congress, what can the government do for you and the church?" And without a hesitation, the priest replied, "Quit making $1 bills." Who or what do you give your all to? Your family, your job, your business, your political party, your country, your hobbies, your friends, your physical health, your church? When Jesus is asked in today's gospel, which is the first of all the commandments, he replies, "The Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." And then he goes on to add, "The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Who or what should we give our all to? God asks that we give our all to God. But the truth is that all that we have comes from God. And we express our gratitude to God for God's abundance by always putting God first in our lives, giving our all to God, and not to our job or our business or our country or our family or our hobbies or our physical health. Not that we should neglect these things, but it is our faith in God that leads us to love and care for all these other things. For indeed, Jesus makes it clear time and time again, as he does in today's gospel, that we can never separate our love of God from our love of neighbor. It is only when we let God control our lives that we can find the happiness that God has created us for, that God so desperately desires for us. And in the kingdom of God, the good news is happiness and holiness go hand in hand. We cannot separate the two. God wants us to be happy. And God tells us through God's Son that the way to happiness in this life and the life to come is the way of God's love, always putting God first. This is what holiness is all about. And the joy that holiness can bring is eternal. Who is controlling our life? As the old adage goes, if God is your co-pilot, you're in the wrong seat. There's a story told about a poor young Greek teenager who applied for a janitor's job at a bank in Athens. The very discriminating personnel manager asked him during the interview if he could write, and the young boy replied, "I can only write my name." He didn't get the job. So he scraped enough money together to take a ship to the land of opportunity, where here in the United States, he managed to start a business. And after 50 years of success, he retired. As he announced his retirement, a reporter suggested, "Sir, you should write your autobiography." And the man replied, "That's impossible. I can't write." And the reporter replied, "Just think how much more successful you could have been if you could write." And the man replied, "If I could write, I'd be a janitor." Do we let God control our lives? Or do we think we're in charge? When we let go and let God, we can find that happiness that we seek and that God has created us for. But if we try to be in charge of our lives and control everything, then we'll fall far short of our potential. Another adage reminds us, God writes straight with crooked lines. Everything that happens to us in life is a new opportunity from God, but we are sometimes blind to it because we aren't letting God be the Lord of our lives. Jesus doesn't tell us to give God some of our souls, some of our minds, some of our strength, but Jesus says, give all. God has great plans for each one of us, but we have to trust God enough to let God control our lives. And then we will find out, as God has assured us time and time again, that with God, all things are possible. Is God really the Lord of our lives? Or have we put ourselves or someone else in charge? In 59 more days, we begin here at Immaculate Conception Parish our implementation of full stewardship. And very simply, this is what stewardship is all about: making every effort as individual disciples and as a parish to always put God first in our lives so that we can achieve our greatest potential as individuals and as a parish. Yes, moving into a new church building in 85 days is a very exciting time for us. But for me, becoming a full stewardship parish is far more exciting and important. Lots of parishes in our diocese have built new churches before, but none has ever become a full stewardship parish. We have an opportunity to be a pace setter, to be a beacon of hope and light, not only to our diocese, but to this entire community, as we continue to strive, fulfill our greatest potential, as we as individuals in the parish live a life that makes it obvious that we're putting God first. As we look forward and prepare to move into our new church building, let us also look forward and prepare to become a new church.